In today's episode, we are talking about how you can end the year strong, even though we are only in the month of October. We're going to talk about an October reset because there is no need to wait for the new year or to get past the holidays before you make some bold moves. That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast. So I'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information. But if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are part of the CCO Network, and we are excited to be doing another episode with you guys. I appreciate you guys for hanging out with me, as usual, from all around the world. We're still working to get our subscribers and followers up, so make sure you hit that subscribe button and that follow button, that download button. Send an episode to a sister friend that you know might need it, because we are trying to spread the good news all over the world so that together we can positively impact the world. Again, I'm your host, Dr. T. We're talking about an October reset because I think that we can make a lot of bold moves before the holiday if we decide that we are just not going to wait. And it doesn't matter if it's a personal goal, a health goal, a financial goal, a relationship goal, you can do it still in 2024. And a lot of times what people do is they say, well, I haven't gotten to it this long. Here's the holiday season. And we allow that to be a deterrent for us to be able to make strong moves. And I'm telling you, you don't have to wait. You can decide that you're saying, you know what, I'm going to do an October reset. And watch this. It doesn't matter if you are listening to this podcast in any other month. Over the next couple of months, you can make sure that you can do a reset for yourself as opposed to waiting later, because you want to be able to finish some things strong. So we're going to walk through some of the things you could do to hit the reset button before the new year ends, and talk about why, if you start now before the holidays, you can finish strong. So that's what we're talking about. So the real reason is a lot of people just like to wait to the new year's. The new year, there's new year's resolutions. I call them new year's lie illusions, because all we do is lie to ourselves. I said to deal with it and I'm not taking it back. That's what we do. We go out there and we don't do the things that we set ourselves to do, or we get all the clothes, or we get all the things that we need to make this reset, all the things that are around doing the thing. And then we start doing the thing and we realize it's harder than we thought. And then we fall off. That's just generally what happens. So what I am trying to do is encourage you, before, long before you get to the new year, you can get started on some things long before that time, so that your momentum is already going. Watch this. The people who are changing the world are already planning for the new year. Think about that. The people who are looking at changing the world, they're looking at making bold moves. They are looking to grow their business. They are looking to increase their impact, are already planning in for next year. And some of them are planned out for the next 3 to 5 years. And many of us are wondering why our business doesn't grow, our finances doesn't grow, our faith doesn't grow, right? Because we can also be making bold moves with that. And that's oftentimes is because we are not doing what we need to do at the appropriate times. And here's another thing. This is why I love this time of the year, because there is a sense of urgency, right? There's a sense of urgency. The calendar is about to change. The weather is changing. You know, the holiday season is upon us. And it really can be a motivator instead of a deterrent. It's all about just kind of flipping your brain a little bit. And the thing is that if you get started now, there's less pressure than there is in January, right? Because you can decide that, you know, I just want to do something long before there, and your progress and your momentum can already be started long before you actually get into the new year. So really the question is, how do you identify the thing that you want to do? And what I'm suggesting that you do is one big change, just one, not three, not five. I know there's a lot of you overachievers out there. You're like me. You want to tackle two or three things. You want to tackle something in every area. You want to do one in your faith, your focus, your finances, your freedom, your relationships. You want to do something in all areas. But really, use the power of one. And the reason why is because simplicity really wins, especially at this time of the year. Get yourself into the habit of doing one thing great, doing one thing efficient, figuring out the roadblocks that may come up against you. And once you figure that out, then you'll know the next time that you want to do something like this, you'll know how to start, how to keep the momentum rolling. When something sets you off track, what do you do? As opposed to having a few more things that you are trying to focus on all at the same time. So I'm encouraging you to use the power of one to identify one big change. So a few categories, I've already talked to them, but you can decide, I've already talked about a couple of them, but you can decide to do some, one big challenge with your health. Maybe it's just getting started going back to the gym, right? You want to get started working out again. You want to get started, changing the way you look. You want to just get started with saying, I want to do something simple. I'm going to start with 20 minutes if that's all I have, 30 minutes if that's all I had. Or you could decide to do something with your eating. You want to cut back on junk food. I was just telling my girl that I'm not buying no more potato chips. I'm not buying no more sweets because I want to get myself back on track. I felt like I gained 15 pounds. I didn't gain 15 pounds, but I'm exaggerating. But I want to get myself back on track to where I was and drop some weight again. And because I hit a goal, but I want to hit a better goal. And so it's going to be, so I'm not getting the drinks. Well, I don't really get the drinks, but I should have said, I was going to say this cheese popcorn, but you guys know I'm a vegan and I had backslid eating that popcorn, which is why my stomach was hurting, but I digress. But not eating sweets. I'm on some sweets right now. Potato chips, just stopping with that, right? Just cutting it off. Putting something, getting some more vegetables. Went to the store, got some more healthy stuff for myself. But like, it's something small sometimes. You might decide to do it with your finances, right? And I know that can be challenging for many of us as we enter into the holiday season, because that's generally the time, fortunately or unfortunately, that we tend to spend the most money. I'm going to tell you, years and years ago, I had been in this thing where I was always trying to, I was younger too in college, always trying to top the Christmas before, right? With people that I did things with. And that was, I had to recognize that later on that was birthed out of when we were growing up poor, everybody getting something for Christmas and everybody trying to, you know, our parents and our loved ones did the best they could with what they had. But we always, you know, it was always bigger and better. I wanted to do bigger and better for my friends every year. And you know what? Every year I was in more and more debt, more and more debt. And one year I decided I wasn't buying a single Christmas gift. And I remember I was with my sister at the time and her kids were there and they were opening Christmas gifts and they were like, Aunt Tamika, where's our gifts? And I was like, I didn't get anybody anything this year. And because, you know, Aunt Tamika comes strong and hard in the paint. And they were like upset. It was probably took 15 minutes and they were over it. And you know what? I broke the cycle that year. I broke the cycle and I said, I will never again give gifts out of obligation, because it just became this thing that just was run just far away than it should have been. And I'm so glad that I was able to do that for myself, because it also helped me with my finances, right? And so some of you might decide to do less even for the holiday season, as opposed to doing more. People go get over it. I promise you, they will get over it. And those that don't, think about that relationship. I said it and I'm not taking it back, right? So that could be something that can be helpful for you, is looking at your finances, maybe setting up something that you want to set up, an emergency fund. You want to start something small. But again, the power of one. Maybe there's something in your personal growth that you want to do. You know, I'm looking to want to get deeper into the word right now. And so that's a big goal for me, right? Being able to do some more reading and searching and understanding of the Bible. Personal goal, personal development, developing myself more spiritually. It could be with a relationship that you have, someone you want to reconnect with, and just doing small things. Now, watch this. Once you have that, what you want to next understand is that even though we're doing this, starting this in the month of October, you might want to start in the month of October, is that there is the holidays coming up. So there can be a holiday hurdle, right? There can be, you know, I don't want you to go into the holidays and say, oh yeah, I could do this. And then you fall off because you really did not plan appropriately for the holidays. And so here are some things that could derail you that you should plan for. Make sure you set realistic expectations for this power of one, right? Like starting a fitness plan, don't try to say, I want to run a full marathon when you just haven't been running at all. A friend of mine that we grew up together, my sister, we decided we were going to do over the next 8 weeks, we're going to do a 10K running plan. And I remember we had set it out. We got the plan. We know what we're doing. And then she sent me a message. Was like, why was I thinking I wanted to do a 10K by Thanksgiving? No, ma'am. That's not what we're doing. You could do a 5K, but not a 10K, because we're not going to push ourselves, because we're going to set realistic expectations for ourselves. And that's something that you have to do. And so it's not about perfection. It's about consistency. I'm telling you, if we would just get more consistent in our lives, we would be so much better off in a lot of areas. It's just deciding not to fall off track, or if you fall off track, getting back up, but setting realistic expectations. You want to also make sure you are incorporating your flexibility, right? So if you know you're going to be traveling for the holidays, be flexible, pay attention to the calendar ahead of time, and adjust your whatever it is that you might be doing just to make some adjustments. And think about this flexibility also is about saying, if you planned, you know, to do something, let's say it has time, it's time centered, and you want to do 30 minutes, but you can't do 10 or 15, because it's the consistency. It's deciding that I'm not going to allow, you know, the holidays or what have you to stop me. Maybe you want to pray and read the Bible or do something, you know, with connecting with loved ones. You might have to do it less because you are being flexible around the holidays, because you understand what the holidays do and how you do it within your family. And then the third thing is to remember your why. Now the holidays will make it real, real easy to get off track, because we are focused on the things we're focused on the holiday season. And I do understand that the holiday season is not great for everyone. A lot of people deal with loss during the holiday season, or they deal with maybe this is the first or second or however many Christmases or what have you, that you are missing a particular loved one. And it may not necessarily be easy, and that for everyone. And so maybe for this time of the year, you're planning something to do that's going to be kind to yourself for the holiday, so that you can be, so that you don't go into as much sadness or as much depression that you may go through as a result of that. And just, if I didn't say this, it's remembering your why, right? Again, not losing focus, making sure that you understand what you're trying to accomplish, the one thing that it is that you're trying to do. So here are a few things that I want to say, some strategies that I have is for help you to stay on track. One is to set micro goals, right? Micro goals is, and I have that, we have that on our running plan. Like the micro goal is, I know what I'm doing this week. I know we're doing next week. I know what's happening on the weekends. I know the days we're off. Like we said, micro goals, and we're going to celebrate those goals, right? That's where the accountability, the second thing comes in, is I have an accountability partner that's going to help me. And if we're off, we're going to talk about that and look at, do we need to make an adjustment, or do we want to keep going? Because watch this is our goal. And if we say we want to do it over the next 8 weeks and it takes us 10, guess what? We're still going to make it, because we're going to be consistent. So you want to have that accountability, and you absolutely want to be able to track your progress. That's much easier with an accountability partner. There's way too many technological things that you can use, apps, journals that you can write in to help you with that. And then making sure that you celebrate some milestones, because I don't think we celebrate us enough. I don't think we celebrate our small wins enough. I don't think we celebrate our successes enough. And I think that we are much harder on ourselves when we fall than we are for our successes when we win. That might set somebody free right there. I want us to be equally satisfied, equally happy when we accomplish a goal, even if it's small, as we are when we're mad at ourselves for doing something boneheaded or something that we just didn't see ourselves doing. Because I want us to be starting to be kinder for ourselves. And maybe this dropped in my spirit. Maybe that might be your goal for the rest of this year, just to be kind to yourself, just to decide that you are going to put you on your schedule. You are going to spend more time with you. You are going to spend less time with others or things that take your attention away from you. That might be a great thing to begin to build up yourself, your self-worth, your self-confidence, whatever the case may be. So that, again, was just something that just dropped in my spirit. But really what I'm talking about is not waiting till, don't wait till Thanksgiving, don't wait till Halloween, don't wait till Christmas, don't wait till the New Year. You can get started now. This is what I'm calling the October reset. I am already doing it, as I'm telling you. I am not just doing these podcasts. I am living these podcasts. I already have my October journal or journey happening with my girl Alice, and we are going to make this thing do what it do. And I'm encouraging you to find someone to support you in what it is that you're doing and get on with making sure you have your October reset in hand. If you need some help and support, send me an email. The information is in the description, or you can go over to ccoclub.com/podcast. On that page, scroll down, you can leave me a voice memo there. I just want to be able to support you. And I am prayerful that there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit and that it's helping you to be the best version of you. Love you guys out there, and I will see you in the next podcast. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.